Let's check now the futures markets. Along with us today is Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Hi, Todd.
What are you hearing about conditions on the ground in the Midwest? It seems to me that there may be a lot of acres that are either underwater, at least some ponding, and or have not been planted yet.
Well, I think the consensus, at least for now, seems to be kind of centering around maybe a 3 million acre loss in intended corn acres now, whether it's 2.5 or 3.5. I think that's kind of where the chatter is. Now, the question is, like I said, off of intended corn acres, and I'm not too sure USDA's 97.3 million intended number that they released in March is correct. So for the time being, though, this is probably the last week that we're going to actually plant any corn. It'll be touchy probably planting corn after this week once you get past, you know, next Monday is going to be June 10th right away. So either farmers will opt for the prevent plant and or maybe try to put some beans in there. Probably a lot of that depends upon how much chemicals they've got on the ground and what they can do. But I think that's the general consensus, at least for now. We got a lot of beans yet to plant, but your distant weather models are hinting at a warmer, drier type period coming at us. So I think the trade is starting to feel somewhat comfortable that at least the soybean crop will get planted too. Whether or not we see any increase in acres, I think that's questionable. I personally don't expect to see a big increase in acres. I think we're just going to see a lot of acres just not get planted this year due to the extreme wetness that we've had this spring.
Tell me about the intended numbers. Again, you mentioned that you didn't think USDA number was quite right. Were you higher or lower?
Well, I don't know if it's – I don't necessarily want to say it's wrong. I just think the restrictions and the budget cuts and everything that USDA has had to go through over the last few years, you know, and then an intended number, I'm not too sure how valuable a March 1 intended number really is.
What do you think the end of June number will look like in that case?
My guess is we're going to see lower – I think both numbers will be lower on the planted. That would be my guess.
94?
Well,
that's okay.
Probably.
Well, how about this? Let's go about it in a different way. So you suspect maybe 3 million not get planted. We're not sure where the intended was. But if we harvest 86, 87 or something like that, we could, if we don't plant as much as 4 million and we have 155 bushels, we'll probably still have enough grain around, I would think.
Well, that's where the trade is torn at. The trade realizes that new crop supplies the potential supplies have been shrinking. Whether or not you want to use less acres, whether or not you want to use less yield potential, they're shrinking from USDA's May numbers. The problem is that most in the trade feels that USDA's demand numbers on the balance sheets are highly optimistic, and therefore that's why the market hasn't really went into any kind of panic stage at this point. We have seen a nice rally in November soybeans coming off of their late April low, from basically 1197 up to this 1331 here that we saw last week. So we've had a nice run on beans. We've had a nice run on corn from, 512 up to 574, and then we've set back some now. But that's where the trade's at. They kind of feel that we can afford to lose a billion bushels in corn. We could probably afford to lose a couple hundred million in beans, and still be okay on the supply side because our demand has deteriorated so much.
What are the charts telling you about the marketplace?
I've got new crop corn and new crop November beans going higher. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to see continued supply tightening. Now how tight is tight? You know, we got to go through the summer growing season. But today's action from a chartist point of view is quite impressive. Both markets were lower early in the overnights, and they've all come. They both came back and closed higher with hook reversals to the upside. I think if you get some good, solid follow-through activity here to finish out the week tomorrow, I think it all lays the groundwork then for another leg up in prices here over the next 2 to 3 weeks. And I think that's probably going to be the assessment of what actually gets planted over the next 2 weeks, and then what kind of summer weather pattern begins to get teed up for the next 6 to 8 weeks.
All right. We'll talk to you again more on Commodity Week. We'll give you a phone call tomorrow about 4:30 in the afternoon.
I'll be there.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
That is Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Thursday afternoon.